Sloths spend up to 90% of their lives hanging completely upside down in the rainforest canopy. They do everything except poop up there. So sloths, when they poop, they climb all the way down from the canopy to the forest floor and they dig a little hole with their tail.
Sloth poop contains all sorts of pheromones and hidden messages. We think because sloths are solitary creatures, using these communal sloth toilets gives them a way to communicate really important information about each other.
There's a lot of valuable information that you can get from the poop of wild animals. And an idea I had is to use dogs. Dogs are able to smell things that humans cannot.
I'll put this here in this block and she will tell me by barking where the poop is.
Okay, vamos, busca.
Good girl.
Training a dog to detect the poop of sloths. This helps us look at parasitology, diet. We can look at cortisol levels in the poop. From that, we can see how stressed sloths are. This is also a really great way for us to start monitoring how many sloths live in particular areas.
Hey, Isha, you ready to sniff out some sloth poop? Isha, no, it's ready. Let's go.
Isha's first time in the primary forest. Let's see if she can find anything.
Vamos.
When she finds poop, what she'll do is look at Tamara and bark. As soon as we get some evidence that there is poop there, oh my god, there's loads, we can then reward Keisha.
Yes!
Oh, you did it! Good.
That's the best poo sample ever!
Yeah! Good girl!
Good girl.
How am I going to protect sloths? With Tamara and a dog.